that's how the case started. And of course, we never thought that it would develop into what we have at this point. You know, we get a call on the, I believe it was the 29th, I think it was Tuesday, but it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon that a child had been left on the side of the road. And fortunately, there were people there at the time and saw this happen and actually saw the individual that dropped the child. So at that point, you know, we're just, we think we have an abandoned child. And so first thing we want to do is get the child identified, which we were able to do fairly quickly. And then, of course, you know, then we knew who the parents were, so we're looking for them. And of course, we're looking for them at that point because we're trying to determine, did they have something to do with this child being dropped off? Did they just abandon their child? And as we talked to family members, it became pretty obvious that these individuals were not the ones that dropped the child. It turned out that they had not been heard from since the night before. So there was a search now for these individuals, not just because of the child, but also because they had not been heard from. And it was probably 4 or 5 hours later that the bodies were discovered, and we started to connect the two, and just the case has developed from there.